This is the Medscape Psychiatry Minute. I'm Dr. Peter Yellowlees. Mortality related to psychotropic medications has received much attention in recent years, but little is known about the relationship between risk of death and cumulative antipsychotic load, and even less about the relationship between mortality and cumulative exposure to antidepressants or benzodiazepines. Now a team of investigators from the Karolinska Institute in Sweden have examined these relationships using nationwide databases of all 21,492 individuals 16 to 65 years of age with a diagnosis of schizophrenia in Sweden from 2006 through 2010. Mortality rates were calculated as a function of cumulative low, moderate, and high exposure to antipsychotics, antidepressants, and benzodiazepines. The researchers found that moderate and high-dose antipsychotic and antidepressant use were associated with 15 to 40% lower overall mortality, while exposure to benzodiazepines showed a dose-response relationship with mortality. From a clinical perspective, these are encouraging results which support current clinical practice. The reduced mortality rates back the use of antipsychotics and antidepressants in patients with schizophrenia in this relatively short-term but large study. As clinicians, it is still essential to carefully monitor symptoms of a metabolic syndrome in all patients with schizophrenia to prevent the potential life-shortening long-term impacts of the second-generation antipsychotics in particular, as these are unlikely to have had a major impact in this study. While it is pleasing that benzodiazepines do not seem to have had a major adverse impact on mortality, they are also not reducing it, and there remain few indications for their use in patients with schizophrenia. Thank you for listening to this Medscape Psychiatry Minute. Do enjoy your practice.